Quranic verses in perspective.
The following program has been prepared by Dr. Moel Yusuf Izzedine. The Quran, in verse 109 of Surah Hud, testifies that those people who rejected the messages brought by the prophets would be punished for their behavior. This theme is continued into the next verse, verse 110. And we truly gave to Moses the scripture, and there was strife thereupon. And had it not been for a word that had already gone forth from your Lord, the cases would have been judged between them. And lo, they are in grave doubt concerning it. The phrase in this verse, "and had it not been for a word that had already gone forth from your Lord," means that the punishment of those who disbelieved was delayed until a certain day. It may also mean, according to Ibn Jarir, that no one would be punished unless he had been warned by a messenger and there was proof against him. There is a wisdom behind this delay in punishment, because those who believed in Moses had a written book, and this constitutes continuous lasting evidence which can be examined by every generation, just as it was studied by the generation to whom it was first revealed. It is thus unlike material miracles, which could be witnessed by only a single generation. The generation which sees such a miracle would either believe or not, and then could be rewarded or punished by Allah. Both the original, uncorrupted Torah and the Injil, what are now known as the Old and New Testaments, were books which could be offered to future generations until the final book came, proving what was contained in them and replacing them. When this happens, everyone would be accounted for according to the final book, the Quran, including the people of the Torah and the people of the Injil. The phrase contained in verse 110, "and they are in grave doubt concerning it," means that the people of Musa were in grave doubt about their book, because it was only written down several generations later, and even those who believed in it were not certain about it. The punishment or reward to be gained is described in verse 111, "And lo, to each your Lord will truly repay his works in full. Lo, he is informed of what they do." All these verses contain an emphasis about the punishment of Allah in several different ways. This is done in order that no one could question that those who follow the false faith are in doubt as to the correctness of their belief. This emphasis reflects the position of Islam at the time the Quran was being revealed. The polytheists stood out against Islam, and Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and the small group of believers. It was a period when the believers needed to be reminded that their enemies were the enemies of Allah, who were certainly following the wrong path and would be punished for it. Moreover, these verses explain that not only was the punishment of these unjust people being delayed, but that there was a reason behind the delay. This emphasis provided the believers with confidence in their way and helped them withstand the temptation to follow the disbelievers. This was why Allah ordered the Prophet Muhammad and those who followed him the terms of verse 112. "So tread you the straight path, as you are commanded, and those who turn to Allah with you and transgress not, lo, he is seer of what you do." To follow the straight path is something which requires a great deal of alertness and an awareness of the limits of the boundaries. It is interesting to observe that the Quranic verses exhort the believers not to transgress, rather than to hesitate to do good. This is because the order to follow the right path, and what this requires, might easily lead to extremism, which would lead this religion from a simple religion to something much more complicated. Allah wants his religion to remain as he revealed it, and he wants its adherents to follow it without exaggeration or slackness. Exaggeration and extremism could drag this faith away from its true nature just as easily as leniency and slackness. This is a sign with a great deal of meaning, sins, it is a signal from Allah which helps us to follow the right path, without either deviation to extremism or laziness. Then at the end of the verse, Allah reminds the believers that He is the seer of what they do. The next verse, which is verse 113, contains a warning to those who do wrong and to the believers not to lean towards them or their ways. And incline not towards those who do wrong, lest the fire touch you, and you have no protecting friends against Allah, and afterwards you would not be helped. To follow the right path when tempted by those following the wrong way is a very delicate matter. It requires a great deal of understanding and perseverance. Allah gives instructions as to how this can be done in the next verse, verse 114. Establish worship at the two ends of the day and in some watches of the night. Lo, good deeds annul ill deeds. This is a reminder for the mindful. Allah knows that prayer is the providence which will remain when all other providences have departed. Prayer consolidates spiritual structure and helps the mind of man to follow the truth, since it connects the heart of man with the Creator who made them and knows everything about them. This verse mentions worship at the beginning and end of the day and also during the night. This description is of the prayers prescribed by Allah, although it does not specify the exact number. The number of prayers was established by the Sunnah, as was their timing. The same verse also tells the believers that the observance of prayer will cancel one's sins. The precise wording of the verse would seem to indicate that it is all good deeds which annul the bad, but the prayer being the greatest of good deeds has already been mentioned by the verse. However, prayer is not the only good deed which causes sin to be annulled, as some Quranic interpreters believe. The two requirements of the faith mentioned in recent verses, following the straight path and the establishment of prayer, both require patience, as does waiting to observe the punishment of liars. This patience is recommended in verse 115. And have patience, O Muhammad, for lo, Allah loses not the wages of the good. And with that, we conclude today's edition of our program, which was prepared by Dr. Moel Yusuf Izzuddin.
In perspective.